Hello, listeners. My name is Etienne Beau. My family and I moved from South Africa to Switzerland 2.5 years ago. And I hope today that our journey can be of help to those of you who are in a similar situation. Today, we're going to talk about one of the challenges that some of you may face. It's a tough one, xenophobia. Sometimes I think about how ever since Babel, people have been masters of division. There's nothing that we don't use, whether it's language like then or accent, the food you eat, the color of your skin, how curly your hair is. The end result is the same. It is us versus them. You can integrate, you can be in, but only so much. You know, my family and I, we literally are a rainbow nation. Just between the five of us. I got my genes from Europe. My wife, she's Indian. Our two daughters, they find themselves somewhere in the middle of us as far as looks goes. And then my son got his body from a Zulu mama somewhere in Gauteng. So he looks different. And when you look at our family, you know that you've seen the Rainbow Nation. This dubious title of ours comes with a great privilege that we face xenophobia no matter which country we go to. Here in Switzerland, you won't believe how many times Rani has been asked whether she's from Sri Lanka. She doesn't answer anymore. And Joshua, he just gets to stare, even from the other side of the bus. When you're not solid in your identity, these things can really, really shake you. See, we live out of our identity. When I reflect on myself, I am partly South African. I am partly a member of my family. I am partly a Liverpool fan. But all of these things change. All of these things get shaken, and it can make you feel so insecure. The one thing that I'm not partly, that I'm entirely, is a member of God's family. And that will never change. That gives me a security that we can even provide a home for others whose life has been shaken up, others who feel insecure for whatever reason. From our journey, I'd like to give you three treasures that will hopefully help you in where God is taking you. The first thing is find the family of Jesus. That's the rock bottom of who we are. Those are the ones that are your true home. Secondly, learn the language. Language is a key to the heart. And thirdly, bring people home. There's no better way to break down walls, to build bridges, than over a good meal in your living room. Lord Jesus, I pray that you will give each one of us the power to set our minds on things above, not to get distracted by the way that other people would see us, other people define us, boxes that other people wants to put us in. Lord Jesus, give us the power to truly live and to lead others towards life. Amen.